Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. and South Korea are considering expanding joint military exercises around the Korean Peninsula. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, that's one announcement from President Biden's visit to Seoul, where he met with South Korea's new president today.
These military exercises are something that former President Donald Trump had curtailed when he tried to pursue a friendship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But President Biden is in Asia on a mission to restore traditional alliances with like-minded countries.
President Yoon and I committed to strengthening our close engagement and work together to take on challenges of regional security, including addressing the threat posed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Biden did not rule out the possibility of meeting North Korea's leader, but said it would depend on whether he was sincere and serious. The president's next stop is Tokyo, where he'll be launching a new economic framework for the region. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Seoul.
Crews battling the country's largest wildfire in New Mexico got some relief today from a cold front that lowered temperatures and increased humidity overnight. This follows a decision by the U.S. Forest Service to halt planned burns at all national forests for 90 days. From member station KUNM, Megan Kamrick has more.
The Forest Service has been heavily criticized for the prescribed burn that became the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak Fire, which is currently the largest active fire in the country. In an update Saturday, fire behavior analyst Dennis Burns was hopeful about the shifting weather.
The cold front came in a little bit sooner than what was predicted, and it's actually given us some pretty decent conditions to go after this fire today and probably for the next several days.
Shifting winds, however, also prompted more evacuations east of Santa Fe. Also in southwest New Mexico, the growing Black Fire forced more evacuations. For NPR News, I'm Megan Kamrick in Albuquerque.
In New York today, music from the funeral of Roberta Drury, the youngest of the 10 Black victims killed in last Saturday's racist attack at this top supermarket in Buffalo. As mourners said their final goodbyes at Assumption Church in Syracuse, the 32-year-old was remembered for her love of family and friends and a smile that could light up a room. Also today, the city of Buffalo and Tops Grocery planned moments of silence to mark 1 week since the shooting. Organizers say Tiger Woods withdrew today from the PGA Championship tournament. This after a 9-over 79 third round in his only second event since a career-threatening car crash. Woods told reporters at Southern Hills Country Club that he was sore. He made the cut at a major for the second time in two tries. You're listening to NPR News. Chicago public schools say the personal information of more than a half million district students and staff was compromised in a ransomware attack on a district vendor last December. But CPS says it wasn't notified by the technology vendor until April and that 4 years' worth of records were accessed. CPS says the breach server included names and identification numbers, but it did not include social security numbers, financial information, or standardized test scores. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating a multi-state outbreak of salmonella. Stan Engel from member station WEKU reports health officials say the illness is connected to several Jif peanut butter products.
J.M. Smucker Company has announced a recall of several of its products produced at the company's facility in Lexington, Kentucky. The recalled peanut butter was distributed nationwide in retail stores and other outlets. The possibly affected items also include Jif-branded honey. The company has listed the range of lot codes for products in the recall. Lot codes can be found alongside the best of used by date. The company says if any of these products are in your home, they should be disposed of immediately. For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond, Kentucky.
A billionaire developer from Dubai is buying the land in Surfside, Florida, where a condo building collapsed in June of last year, killing 98 people. Hussein Shajwani will pay $120 million for the 1.8-acre parcel where the Champlain Towers South once stood. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.